This is Harry Murray at Murray's Flash Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. We'll do a podcast on what's happening now, both in the smallmouth and the trout. Fishing we're finding now, what we expect to be going on for about the next month or two. The smallmouth fishing right now on both the north and the south fork of the Shenandoah River is really outstanding. I took a couple friends fishing 3 days ago, caught the largest bass, smallmouth bass, I've had in many years. I was only using surface bugs. Some of the effective bugs we're using now are the Shenandoah popper in a chartreuse color, the Shenandoah chugger in a gray scale color. These are real good. Actually, we didn't get to the stream till the sun was getting pretty low, and I took that big bass about 30, 40 feet out in the middle of the river. Now, if you're going to be fishing during the bright part of the day, you probably should fish those surface bugs along the shaded banks. Now, out and below the riffles and around the grass beds, the Murray's Magnum Hogsucker in a 4 and the Murray's Magnum Creek Chub in a 4 are very effective. These grass beds are getting big. I saw a lot of fish feeding the other evening around some grass beds. I was wading. It was too deep to get it close to them, so I didn't do what I thought I should around them. But if you can get a good shot into those grass beds, you can take some pretty big bass, especially on the Magnum Hogsucker. That's a terrific fly. The best parts of the North Fork have been from Edinburgh on downstream for about another 10 miles. The best section of the South Fork is from Luray on downstream for about another 15 miles. If you need help finding these good areas, just come in and I'll go over the maps with you. If you can't get here, just call me and I'll walk you into the best areas. But right now, the smallmouth fishing is very good. Now, the water temperature is just bobbing right around 70 degrees, so you better plan on using chest-high waders because it does get cold, especially in the evening. Now, the mountain trout streams. These streams, both in Virginia and West Virginia, are holding up surprisingly well. I am constantly amazed how well they're doing. Now, we've lost our aquatic insects except for the Chironomid and midges. So I've been doing most of my fishing with Mr. Rapidan Ant in a 16 and 18, Murray's Housefly in a 16, Flying Beetle in a 16 and 18. Since the streams are dropping, I've been going to the high gradient areas. And again, if you need help finding these, let me help you. But you can look at a topo map where the lines are getting close together. That means you're in a pretty high gradient area. Now, since these streams, whole wild brook trout, which will be spawning in October and November, hit these streams now because most anglers don't feel it's good to fish these mountain brook trout streams in October and November and stress the fish, even though you're going to put them back. They feel it's best not to stress them. However, our stock trout streams are coming into their own right now. And, of course, in the delayed harvest streams are going to be stocking in the middle of October. A lot of big fish left in these streams. We're doing pretty well fishing nymphs below the riffles. Some of the nymphs I'm using now, the Murray's Olive Caddis Pupa in a 14, Murray's Dark Stonefly in a 12 or 14, and that Mr. Rapidan soft tackle we put online last year in a size 12 in the olive color has been very good. Now, in the deep part of the pools, we're doing best with streamers like the Pearl Marauder, Shenandoah Silver Ghost, the Shenandoah Skunk Streamer, all those in about a size 10 are good. But now these streams are low, they're clear, and the big fish obviously are going to be very wary. So wade just as carefully as you can. If you have any questions on what streams to fish or what sections of certain streams, just give me a call at 540-984-4212. This is Harry Murray, and I'll be glad to help you. Thank you very much.